In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper. Call me this afternoon. I don't work on the Lord's Day, but I can answer my cell phone. If you want to schedule an appointment, no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning, then give me a call this afternoon. I'll bring the information to you, and again, my time doesn't cost you a penny ever. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment, no pressure, but you need to know the truth about how to be a good steward of God's money. And I'll tell you ahead of time, that does not include gambling with God's money in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. You can't challenge me on that. You can't deny it. You can't change my mind. As long as your money is on the table, chips on the table in Vegas or money on the table in Wall Street, your money is 100% at risk, as is all gambling money. I can tell you how to change that, how to capture all of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. You will never lose a penny of your money due to the downturn in the market ever with one of my indexed annuities. With an annuity, you can get lifetime income on you and your spouse till you die or hit 120 years old. And any money that's left in there goes to your beneficiaries on death. It's the neatest thing since sliced bread, folks. You need to at least get the truth, and then you decide. No pressure, no cost for my time. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. You need to call me today. Don't put it off. I always read articles out of the Sword of the Lord. I'll wrap up one from Noteworthy News last week, and then I want to talk about pro-life news and views and education chaos and crisis. But here's the last one on Noteworthy News from this edition of the Sword of the Lord. Texas governor, members of Congress, lead effort to ban Sharia law in the U.S. Well, duh. Obama introduced it and tried to make it the law. Thank goodness he didn't accomplish that. Mom Donnie is implementing it in New York City. So, an anti-Sharia law movement being led by Texas Republicans, including Texas governor and members of their Congress. Governor Greg Abbott issued three directives targeting Islamic groups, first designating the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on Islamic American Relations as foreign terrorist organizations. On the same day, U.S. Representative Keith Self called for Sharia law to be banned in the United States. Self said in a fiery speech on the House floor, "Sharia is dangerous. Sharia is a culture of violence and domination, totally anathema to the concept of individual freedom. If they succeed at imposing their beliefs on us, we will be dragged back into the dark age." Prior to all of their actions, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, filed a bill multiple times over the last 10 years to amend the Anti-Terrorism Act of 1987 to ban all Muslim Brotherhood members from the U.S., the Center Square reported. "The Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization," Cruz maintains. Well, it is. And so Governor Abbott wants to make it a law. See, that's a no-brainer for those of us who are Christian, conservative, constitutional, patriotic Americans. I mean, that's a no-brainer. We should ban the Muslim Brotherhood and Sharia law and anything that has, we should start that by kicking Ilhan Omar and her squad members, including AOC and anyone who favors Islam, Muslims, and the Palestinians. get them out of Congress and the United States. Get rid of them. I get this stuff all the time. Should we kick Ilhan and whatever the other one's name is out of Congress? Yeah, you should start with that, but that's just on the way to kicking them out of the United States of America. We need to get rid of them, folks, once and for all, and stop allowing them to make our laws. I'm such a common sense individual. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Education, chaos, and crisis. You all understand I'm not against teachers in the public school system, but I'm definitely against the teachers' communist union that tells you what to teach and what not to teach. And so those communists that are head of your teachers' union in the public school system would want you to, and mandates that you teach woke DEI nonsense, favor pronouns that they are not born with, and all this other nonsense. That's what your teachers' union wants you to teach instead of teaching kids how to read and write and do math. The United States public school system rates one of the lowest on the planet in scores, test scores. Those kids are a year and a half to 3 years behind on their test scores because of your communist teachers' union. So, secret social transitions happening in thousands of schools. Across the country, public schools are secretly socially transitioning students, changing names, pronouns, and even bathroom use, often without parents ever knowing about it. In fact, they'll tell you, don't, to the teachers, don't tell the parents, don't ask the parents, just do it. ADF President Kristen Wagoner recently debated this issue at the Federalist Society, warning that when schools cut parents out, they violate both the Constitution and the parent-child bond. These secret social transition policies are not compassionate. They're harmful. Wagoner paraphrased four critical facts. Number one, secret social transitions aren't rare. They're encouraged by policies in more than 1,000 individual school districts nationwide. And Justice Alito recently noted that nearly 6,000 individual public schools are reported to have such policies in place. Number two, she said more than 30 legal cases have been filed challenging policies that enable schools to socially transition children without parental consent. Number three, she says experts label social transition as a form of medical treatment, and no credible medical or psychological organization endorses socially transitioning children without parental consent. Number four, social transition often locks in a child's gender distress and leads to medicalization. See, they're trying to let them say, I'm a boy today or I'm a girl today, and boys can play sports because they can't make it in boys' sports, and on and on and on. And if you use the wrong pronoun that they favor, not he or she or him or her or so on, male or female, God forbid, if you use anything else, you can be fired in the public school system because of that communist teachers' union. And of course, they're anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Bible. And in fact, here's the next article. Teachers fired for opposing trans policy win a $650,000 settlement. It should have been $650 million. Put them out of business. Two teachers fired for opposing their school district's policy allowing trans-identified students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their stated gender identity as opposed to their sex. They've reached a $650,000 settlement with their former employer. The conservative nonprofit legal organization Alliance Defending Freedom announced that Oregon teachers, there's a big surprise, Rachel Sager and Katie Medart settled with the Grants Pass School District following their 2021 termination. Good for them. The policy in question states that the district will not prohibit students from accessing restrooms, locker rooms, or other facilities which may be separated by gender that are associated with the student's preferred gender identity. So a teenage boy that already has raging hormones is now allowed in those schools to shower with the girls, change clothes with the girls, play in girls' sports. My goodness, there's no common sense among these liberals. I'm telling you, they don't have any. And this article says the teachers were placed on administrative leave and terminated following the conclusion of an investigation that determined that they had violated school district policies. Colorado parents sue Jefferson County Public Schools' insane gender policy. Well, duh. That's because of our communist governor, communist house, communist senate, LGBTQ. Our governor is the Q in the LGBTQIA. So, Colorado parents sue Jefferson County Public Schools' insane gender policy. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys filed their opening brief December 18th with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit on behalf of four Colorado families suing their school district over the district's policy of assigning males who identify as girls to female hotel rooms on overnight school trips. So Jefferson County Schools assigned the boys to have the same hotel rooms as the girls on overnight activities. The families are asking the court to stop school district officials from requiring their children to share bedrooms and shower facilities with students of the opposite sex on school-sponsored overnight trips. How stupid can they be? The school district's policy directs that students be assigned to share overnight accommodations with other students that share the student's gender identity rather than rooming by sex. See, I'm telling you, these liberals, as far as I'm concerned, there's not a Democrat alive that has any common sense, much less any moral values. And so that's what you get. Well, I'm going to take up there and then get over into abortion, pro-life, and so on. When we come back after this break, give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont, Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money. And if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. And we are going to get over to the Bible. We're going to start in Proverbs 14:34 today. And I've got a whole lot of Bible verses and talking about God's design for cities, order before prosperity. And I want to talk about when cities forget God. And of course, y'all can read the news and follow that and know I'm talking about especially Minneapolis, but New York City and now San Francisco and so on. So give me a call. Get on my calendar. Do it this afternoon. Here's my numbers. I'll bring the information to your home or your office, no cost, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment for this coming week. Now let's wrap up the Sword of the Lord on education, chaos, and crisis. I've got two articles here on exposing and opposing abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia. Then I'm going to sing a song for you that I recorded years ago. And I've sung it before, but it's a timely song for today. God walks the dark hills. And then we're going to talk about cities that forget God. So here's the last one on education. Americans support eliminating Department of Education. Well, I agree. I mean, they haven't done anything in favor of the Constitution or patriotic, conservative, Christian Americans. And so, yeah, I'm all for it. A new national poll reveals strong American voter support for eliminating the United States Department of Education. The survey by nonprofit Yes, Every Kid Foundation found 56% of registered voters support dismantling the agency compared to 30% prior who oppose that. Voters describe the department as disconnected from classrooms and bureaucratic, with 87% trusting parents to make the best decisions for their children. See, that's pure communism when the state, in this instance, the Communist Teachers Union, but when the state, as in communism, thinks that it can do a better job of raising your kids than you can, we're in trouble, folks. And that's what that amounts to. Pro-life news and views. North Dakota Supreme Court upholds law banning abortion in nearly all circumstances. Well, what circumstances could there possibly be for any individual, medical doctor or otherwise, to commit murder of a live baby? what situation could there possibly be to allow the wholesale murder? In fact, under Roe versus Wade, 64 million babies were murdered, mainly by medical institutions and medical doctors. The North Dakota Supreme Court has narrowly upheld a state law that bans abortions in nearly all circumstances, overturning a lower court ruling against it. The state's highest court released an opinion in the case of Access Independent Health Services, Inc. et al. Versus Drew H. Wrigley et al., which entered on whether a 2023 state law banning abortion is constitutional. I'll tell you that abortion is not constitutional. Even all these idiot liberals say that abortion is allowed in the U.S. Constitution. Murder in any form of any age individual is not condoned, blessed, or allowed in the U.S. Constitution. But of course, they never read the Constitution. They don't like the Constitution. They would like to do away with the Constitution as liberal, socialist, communist, left-wing nut Democrats and a large percentage of rhinos. They don't even know what the Constitution says. They just don't like it. Appeals court upholds free speech for New York pregnancy centers. The U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously upheld the free speech rights of 51 New York pro-life pregnancy centers to inform pregnant women about the abortion pill reversal protocol. The ruling keeps a preliminary injunction from a lower court in place that blocks New York Attorney General Letitia James, another criminal, from using business fraud laws to target pro-life pregnancy centers for informing women that an abortion in progress can be safely reversed. And of course, Letitia James, she's a good example of a flaming liberal, socialist, communist, criminal Democrat, and certainly needs to go. Well, there you go. The sword of the Lord. You know you ought to subscribe to that. And if you want to do that, call me or email me, rc@ronkasky.com, and I'll get that out to you. I don't think I gave you my phone numbers. Get on my calendar, do it today. Then I'm going to sing this song for you, and then we're going to get over to what God has to say about cities. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Here's a song I recorded years ago, but it's really timely for today. God Walks the Dark Hills.
God walks the dark hills. Sunshine. to guide you and me.
Song, God Walks the Dark Hills. I just thought that was timely today. You know, we're living in dark times, but hey, the Bible says when you see these things coming to pass, the stuff that you are hearing on the news, the stuff you read in the newspapers, the chaos, the crises going on all over the world, wars and rumors of wars, in diverse places, hurricanes and storms where they've and earthquakes where they've never been before. The Bible says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh. I'm telling you, folks, the rapture could happen at any time. There isn't anything left in the Bible that needs to be accomplished before the rapture of the church, and it's coming to a close. And then I didn't read this yesterday. I've got an article on the sun in Iran or Iraq, wherever it is. It's returning to take over, and he matches the son of perdition in the book of Revelation, where he's the guy that was no more, that is again. And that guy was there, he left, now he's trying to come back and take over, and he matches that son of perdition, and that's right on the cusp of the rapture of the church. Now, I've even been guilty of calling the second coming. Understand, the second coming of Christ is not until the end of the tribulation period, when he touches his feet on this earth after the tribulation. The rapture of the church, he comes in the air. The Bible says, the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ shall be raised first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The second coming of Christ, when he does touch feet on this earth and defeats Satan and the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ, and then at the end of that, Satan's released for a short period, and then he's cast into hell for all eternity. Satan knows today. Satan knows his time is limited, because when the rapture takes place, then the tribulation and the great tribulation, the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, all of the things you read about happen here on earth. And he knows that at the end of the tribulation period, he's going to be chained in the side of the bottomless pit. I would love to be the one that slaps a padlock on that sucker for 1,000 years. Then he's released for a short period of time. Jesus Christ defeats him finally, and he is cast into the lake of fire, of fire and brimstone, where there is no relief from the torment, and there is no escape for all eternity. But understand, that is also the plight of everyone in history for the last 6,000 years that has died without God and without Jesus Christ in the church age. Every soul that dies without Jesus Christ as their Savior will spend eternity in hell. And man, can you imagine living with all of the crooks and the criminals and the communists and the satanic atheists that are running, have run our country and are running our state today. All of the satanic atheists, the criminals, the murderers, the rapists, the all of the ones that Biden and Kamala Harris and what's-his-face allowed over the southern border, all of those criminals that Waltz says they're welcome in his city, in their state, and the mayor in their city, can you imagine spending eternity with those evil people? I can't imagine it, and you don't want it. We need to deal with that first. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call. Let me help you with your money and your salvation if you don't have that settled yet. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment. We're going to talk about when a city forgets God. In the meantime, call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll bring you the information, 30-ish minutes, no cost for my time, and no pressure for you to make a decision, but I'll show you how to be a good steward of God's money, how to capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, how you and your spouse can get lifetime income to death or 120 years old. You need the information. What you do with it is your choice, but you need to know the truth about how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you. So, the theme today is biblical patterns of city blessing, decay, judgment, and God always has a remnant. And so a jumping springboard, jumping off place is Psalm 127:1 that says, "Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." and you only need to, you all know what's going on in Minneapolis, in now the communist Muslim run city of New York, that's destined to hell. They are. They're you can't survive that, and in any way except to be a Christian. You certainly can't live under Mom Donnie. You can't live under Waltz and that mayor in the city of Minneapolis. You can't live under the mayor in the city of San Francisco that says he wants to, and he signed into law that they are going to, they can't because the city's broke. The city said we can't write the checks, but he wants to pay every black citizen in the city of San Francisco $5 million reparations. What? I'm telling you the truth. But so this chaos that's going on in all these major cities today, God has something to say about when a city forgets God. And oh, by the way, in case you die, lose the signal, or turn me off before I get to the end of this segment today in 12 minutes, when he talks about in Psalm 127:1, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Though that watchman, those are preachers, folks. Those preachers should be, and Christians should be, influencing those cities. But because preachers don't preach the whole counsel of God, they're mamby-pamby, lily-livered sissies in most cases, and don't want to offend anybody. So they won't take a stand against Waltz and that mayor, those the evil presidents, Obama and Biden most recently. They won't stand up for Trump and be loyal to the Christians who want to run this country. And so they just let communist governors like ours here in the state of Colorado run roughshod over them. And they're the watchmen. So let's look at some scripture verses here. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Jeremiah 29:7 says, and seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. There is no peace in San Francisco. There's no peace in LA. There's no peace in New York City. There's certainly no peace in the city of Minneapolis. And in the city of Minneapolis, Waltz and that mayor of Minneapolis says the police cannot respond. ICE should be run out of the city, and Waltz says keep your iPhones on and take pictures because we're going to need it in court against ICE. And here just recently a protester bit the finger off of an ICE agent in what the mayor calls peaceful protest. Two people have been shot and killed by police. The most recent one, as I'm making this radio show, was an armed paid protester, and the ICE agent killed him. The other one was the LGBTQIA multi-gender whatever she or it is with a wife taking pictures. And when she drove her car and tried to run over an ICE agent, her car became a lethal weapon, and he killed her in their so-called peaceful protest. Then they took over a church. Now, I haven't heard one talking head on any news, including Fox, not one of them, said that it's against the law. But it's against the law to interrupt a public meeting and a public meeting place like a church service. It's against the law. Now, they haven't even mentioned that. They just talk about these protesters shouldn't have taken over that church. I can tell you this. when I pastored for 25 plus years, I can tell you for a fact that if a bunch of those people came in and tried to take over my church, I would have instructed the deacons to call as many facilities as they possibly could and start as many ambulances as they could to head for our church, because we're going to have a bunch of people here that are going to need ambulances shortly, and it's not going to be our church members. They cannot be allowed, especially, to take over a church. And so he says, seek peace, for peace thereof shall ye have peace. Psalm 127:1, I started with that. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Now, God's not anti-city. He's anti-chaos. Peace, safety, commerce, worship, all of those are biblical foundations, folks. But when you remove God, as has happened in the public school system over decades, run by a communist teachers union, when you remove God and you remove restraint, it's just natural that disorder will follow. God doesn't bless buildings, folks, but he does bless obedience. So God's design for cities is order before prosperity, not chaos and disruption as is being allowed. And I said yes on yesterday's radio show, Trump should dispatch enough troops and ICE agents to surround the city of Minneapolis, lock arms, and don't let anybody in or out, and hope Waltz and that mayor are inside. When they are, lock the city down and just turn them loose. Turn your backs on the city, face out, don't let anybody in or out, and let the criminals that they've allowed as a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state, allow the murderers and the rapists and the drug addicts and the cartel and the paid protesters, just turn them loose. And then when all of that, when they've had enough, then you can just go in and clean it up. So when leadership calls evil good, Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, and here's where we are today. This is exactly where we are in America today. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And that's what you see today. That mayor has said, oh, the ICE agents are the problem in Minneapolis because they're disrupting our peaceful protests. Oh yeah, murderers, people that attack cops, ICE agents. The cops aren't even allowed by the mayor or Waltz to come in and help the ICE agents in the city of Minneapolis. But what you get is that mayor calling evil good and darkness for light, light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's what you get, is chaos and disruption and deaths of people. Ecclesiastes 10:16 says, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. Woe to thee. Next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching in Hearst, Texas, and I'm using Amos 6:1. Woe to them, those who are at ease in Zion. Then I'm going to come back the following week and put it up on my radio show. Micah 3:1-3, and I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel. Is it not for you to know judgment? Waltz, is it not for you to know judgment? Mayor of Minneapolis, is it not for you to know justice? Vladimir O. Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, Pelosi, is it not for you to know judgment? Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people, God's people, and flay their skin from off of them, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces, as for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron. Collapse starts with leadership deception, folks, and that's what you're seeing at the highest levels. We've got it here in Colorado. They've really got it in New York and Minneapolis and San Francisco. Mercy without truth always destroys. Protecting criminals only harms the innocent. And God always addresses leaders first. So when truth is silenced, destruction is scheduled. So let's nearly wrap it up here. Judgment, mercy, and the remnant. God always has a remnant. Genesis 18:32. And he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the 10's sake." God's always got a remnant, and we need to see them step up and take a stand. Habakkuk 1:5, "Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you." So watch out, you criminals, we're coming. 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." God preserves a remnant even in decay. Revival starts in hearts, not city councils. The church becomes salt when rot sets in and judgment is real. Mercy is still available. Cities fall, but God's word stands. Time's up. Call me 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. If you're not ready for the rapture, we need to talk first. Give me a call. Do it today. Don't put it off. God bless you. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.